Morning, guys. This is Josh from Solopreneur Grind, the SG Daily number 4. And with a quick check-in and then spiel of the day, talking about business, how you can start or grow your own business. This week is going well. Client work coming in a pretty steady stream, which is important depending on whether you're running a product company, service company. With services, especially if you're fulfilling a lot of the services, definitely important to try, if you can, and maintain like a steady stream or steady growth. Because if you have the up and down, well, the up and down isn't terrible, because when you have up and down, at least in the down, you have some spare time. You can work on BD, you can work on marketing, you can reevaluate. But ideally, you have more of a steady kind of growth of clients and services. So that you're always making money, you're always have something to do, and as long as it's not too busy and it's predictable, you can hire if needed or when needed, you can automate if needed, when needed, you can still do BD to try and fit that in to make sure that there is no slump. So anyway, things going really well in terms of steady growth in the service business for me at this point. And yesterday in the daily, I talked about how I was focusing on a new service offering, and I wanted to do a quick chat about finding a service offering. So if you're looking to start a services business, whether that be professional services, could be copywriting, could be digital marketing, could be street cleaning, could be really any service, I think that there's really one way to approach it, either if you're new or if you've already started and you're not seeing good results. Generally, what you'll see is the reason for that is someone hasn't narrowed down one really clear service offering that provides value. And so there's two parts to that. Number one is you got to make sure you're in a niche and or providing a service that really provides value to people. So if you just stick to number two, which is a very clear service offering, that's great. But if nobody wants it, or it's in a niche that doesn't really exist or have any demand, then it doesn't matter how good your service is, because no one's going to buy it. So think about those two elements. If you want to get started right now, or you have started and you're not seeing results, what niche are you in, and what's your target market? Is there a target market that really, really wants your stuff? Now, once you narrow that down, I'll give you a quick example. So I'm in the immigration space for my professional services, for legal services, partially because of the rise in demand. I live in Canada, and immigration has been, you know, on the rise really forever. Canada's always been a pretty fairly friendly country in terms of immigration. But focusing on the corporate side, so businesses that need to sponsor workers. And the reason for this is there's been a huge tech boom in Canada, and tons of these companies need to hire tech workers and can't find them here. So there's the niche, and it's pretty specific. The more specific you can get, the better, because then step number two, creating your offer, you can be even clearer because you have a very specific niche that you're in. So number one, nail down a very specific niche. So even if you're doing a copywriting business, that's way too broad. Try and pick an industry within copywriting, or a platform within copywriting. So I'm an email copywriter, or I'm a landing page copywriter, or even better, I'm an email copywriter for dentists, or I'm a landing page copywriter for e-commerce stores who sell golf equipment or something like that. You know what I mean. You got to find it based on your strengths, your knowledge, your experience, and stuff like that. And then number two, you got to craft an offer, right? So for me, if a company wants to sponsor a foreign worker, I have one service offering. Here's the price. Here's what you get. Here's the expected timelines. Here's how I do it. And because it's so clear, the question is yes or no, right, to the client. The question isn't, well, you know, what do I need? How much do I want to pay? Blah, blah, blah. The question becomes, once you have that sales call with them or send them an email with all the info, it's a yes or a no. They either want it or they don't, which makes the easier you can make the decision for the buyer, the better. Now, the other thing is, how you come to that offer does matter. I wouldn't spend too much time on it. You definitely want to test, kind of figure out your price range, and your sales copy if you have it, and getting feedback from potential clients or actual clients. But based on the niche and the industry and the service, you really want to map out at least, I would say, 1 to 3 clear service offerings and test them, see which ones work. So I tested out a few in actually 2 different niches, and this was the one that kind of stuck and took off. So you don't actually have to just create one and stick with that forever. And probably in tomorrow's daily, what I will talk about is how I approached getting to mine and what you can do to find yours. So anyways, want to keep these nice and crisp. We're at just about the 6-minute mark. Hope you took some value out of that, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.